All right, how are we doing here? Greetings. Great one. Are you drunk? No, but I should be. All right, first of all, don't know how the quality is going to come out because we are on the new Zoom H2N or some shit. Dude, no, that is not a fucking train. If I have to fucking wait for one more goddamn train, I'm going to start killing people. Guys, all right, listen up. The great one, if you've been listening to this podcast for a while, you think the great one has anger. No, 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 you're wrong. You do not, the amount of anger that I have right now, it is truly beyond anger. I am so fucking sick. So sick of moving. I am so sick of taking everything I have and putting it in boxes. I am so fucking sick of dealing with all of this. I have fucking had it. You know what's stopping me from walking out on the street and shooting random people except for hot chicks, which, God, I have seen a fucking slew of hot chicks lately. I don't know what's going on. I'm telling you, man, it's like there's cycles or something where I will go for weeks and not see a fucking anything beyond a 5.1. And then I am suddenly surrounded by 8s, 9s, and 10s. This last week that I have been busy doing the whole packing, moving thing, and I just... When I have not been at work and I have not been sleeping, I have been packing. I have eaten less food in the last week than like ever before. I'm pretty sure I'm losing weight, thank God, which I can certainly stand to lose weight because I can always stand to lose weight. And like, so I have no time to hit on chicks. And it's like there's fucking hot babes every fucking where. Like every fucking where. They're everywhere. There are these hot, thin, tall, long-haired, blonde babes. Like, just fucking falling out of the goddamn sky. And I'm like, God damn it! I don't have time! Because I am literally Hitler. She was kind of cute. Literally Hitler. Literally. If I am not either working or sleeping, I have been fucking packing up my goddamn apartment. And I am so fucking sick of it. I'm just, goddamn, I'm done. I am just fucking done. I am at the end of my fucking rope. The only reason the great one is not taking his shot, this is where I started. See, we're coming back to where we were because I'm a fucking goddamn professional running a fucking red light right now. Whoa, you get your fucking infinity out of my way, bitch, because I will fucking hit you. God, I'm pissed. Oh my God, what an ass. Holy shit. See, this is what I'm talking about. I'm driving through downtown Fort Collins right now. God damn, I would fucking lick her asshole just to see. Oh my God. Anyway. The only reason I have a green light, I should go. The only reason, God damn, it's Friday night. It is 7:40. God damn, there's hotties everywhere. Oh my God. Oh my God. I'll be with you guys in a minute. Jesus Christ, I'm gonna have a wreck. All right, what are we waiting on? Holy fuck. Are you guys gonna cross? Go ahead. You are not hot, but yeah. All right, I'm gonna get there eventually. Just give me a minute. The only reason I have not gone out on the street and started shooting random people with my shotgun is because my shotgun is in a goddamn bag in a storage unit behind a bunch of other shit and I can't get to it and I would fuck you until my dick fell off. Oh my God. Jesus Christ, there's hot chicks everywhere. God, I'm sick of it, man. I'm so fucking done with packing. All right, Great one again. All right, look, where are we at? Oh, so somehow or another, I don't know where it went, I managed to lose my Zoom H2 audio recorder. Now you're gonna say, great one. Maybe you're just stupid. Okay, well, I probably am. You're gonna say, great one. Maybe you packed it up in a box because you're packing to move and everything. You know, I'm not gonna say that's impossible because, let's be honest, I am a fucking dumbass. I could have done that. But I don't think I would have done that. Because during the next month, any podcasts that I do are probably going to be on the Zoom H2. Because, so I'm setting up my main production computer, the one I normally record the podcast on. I'm sitting, where the fuck am I? My God, I'm so lost. Okay, I know where I am. I've only driven down this road like 7,000 times. I'm telling you guys, the anger, like the other day, I'm in my storage unit trying to store shit, and I'm trying to get shit to fit and it doesn't fit. And I like pick up my bike trailer and I throw it across the storage unit. Thank God I bought the biggest storage unit they have. Because I thought about, oh, should I get one a little bit smaller? But then it's like, dude, the bigger one is like $30 a month more. Just fucking spring for it, you idiot. I'm needing every fucking square inch. And I pick up my bike trailer and I throw it across the storage unit. I mean, you know, a couple of feet. But on top of all my photography gear, which normally I would never do. Like, you guys think I'm joking, I'm not. I would sooner punch my mother in the face than abuse my expensive photography gear. But I'm like throwing shit across the storage unit on top of my photography gear. That's how pissed off I am. The anger, the fucking anger that has flown through my veins for the last fucking week. And you guys, okay, so I've been listening. First of all, let me do this. Frank Servi. Frank, I've been listening to your podcast. I'm all caught up. I've listened to all the episodes you've put out. Hold on, I'm punching in my code to get into the storage unit. And I'm a boy. I can only do one thing at a time. Because people multitask. No, they don't. Frank Servi. Frank, listen to all of the podcasts you've put out so far. First of all, thank you for the shout out in your most recent podcast. I appreciate it. Frank, you're doing great. You have very good sound quality. Doing a great podcast. It's your first 10 episodes. Of course they suck because the first 10 episodes of everybody's podcast suck. We know this. It's a fact. It's not a big deal. So anyway, I foresee great things for Frank Servi. I just want to throw out for those of you, I am currently reading Burning the Midnight. If you have not read Uncle Nick by Frank Servi, I read that book a while ago and oh my God, it is absolutely fucking hilarious. Uncle Nick is not quite as good. I mean, sorry. Burning the Midnight is not quite as good as Uncle Nick, in my opinion, so far. But I mean, then again, when you consider Uncle Nick as a 10, to say that Burning the Midnight is, say, only an 8.5 is still not exactly a fucking insult. So anyhow, if you have not read Frank Servi's books, you should go check him out. He's on the Amazon of the .com. I highly, 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 highly pounding on the steering wheel, highly. Hear that? That's me pounding on the steering wheel of the $500 pickup truck. Highly recommend Uncle Nick. Frank, great job on the podcast. Keep it up. Just keep developing that. It will get better. They're not terrible, but they are your first 10 podcasts, and yes, they suck. Because, once again, everybody's first 10 podcasts always suck because you're still trying to figure out where the fuck you're going. Also, listen to the goddamn bacon. Some of that bacon. Dude. Holy shit. You know, fucking, what's that faggot's name? Aaron Clary. You can find him if you just Google his name. E-R-I-N-C-L-R-Y. Aaron Clary. Just Google his name. That faggot Aaron Clary talks about, I have rage and hatred. Dude, bacon. Dude, running around like killing people with machetes? Dog, you need to chill the fuck out, man. Okay, I'm going to recommend some Shinzen Young for you because you need to learn some meditation. God damn. You know, if Aaron Cleary ever fucking says that I'm filled with hatred one more fucking time without pointing out that Bacon is filled with jizz, guys, and Bacon, I'm not ripping on you, dude. I completely understand. Bacon's talking about running around killing people with machetes. I mean, I'm pretty sure I am the motherfucker who came on the podcast and said that I want to cut the throats of every stupid motherfucker on the planet Earth with a dull butter knife and let their blood run down my arm. God, I'm pissed. I'm so pissed I can't even fucking talk. Is this thing even... I didn't even finish telling you guys. So I bought a new Zoom H2. I think it's called an N. I bought the latest and greatest version of the Zoom H2. I thought it because there's the Zoom H3 and the Zoom H4 and the Zoom H5 and the Zoom H6. And they're like, they get up to $400 and shit. And I'm like, no, I'm just going to buy the fucking least expensive one because my needs aren't that fucking great. Okay? Now, my needs with women, yeah, they're great. But my needs with the audio recorder, does it just fucking record? Okay, we're good to go. So anyhow, I don't know what the audio quality of this will be because this is the first time I have used this new audio recorder because I lost the other audio recorder because, I don't know, apparently I'm a fucking dumbass. Anyhow, Bacon, dude, Shinzen Young, The Science of Enlightenment. I need you to look that up. I need you to just meditate. I need you to just relax. Okay? And Clary, I need you to stop fucking whining about how filled with hatred and racism and sexism I am. Okay? Everybody needs to fucking relax. And I'd shoot all of you with my shotgun, but it's in this storage unit right here. I'm outside the storage unit right now. I'm bringing shit to the storage unit. I've got this desk. I can't believe how fucking heavy this desk is. I don't know how the fuck I got this desk up the goddamn stairs to begin with. I barely got it down the goddamn stairs without killing myself. Okay, the fact that I'm drunk might have something to do with it. Great one, you just said you weren't drunk. Well, I'm not, like, staggering drunk, but I did just drink an entire giant fucking goddamn, like, 2.5 beer bottle of some shit that's 10% alcohol. Anyhow. Great one. Do you have a point? Yeah, I have a point. I have a point that I am fucking sick of moving. God damn, am I fucking sick of this. All right, hang on a second. Yeah, I've hit my fucking limit. I've really hit my fucking limit. Today is Friday. I got to be out of the place by Sunday. I mean, it's not going to be a problem. Other than the fact that, you know, I've had no life for the last week. And I'm just fucking tired of it. So for the next, hey, look, there's a chair right here. I'm going to sit down. Got my office chair right here. And it's finally cooling down outside. It was 90-something degrees today here in the People's Republic of Fort Collins in the Soviet sector of Colorado. Turns out, as it works out, I'm be staying with my friend Rachel. She and her husband have an apartment, and I was talking to her, and I said, you know, blah, 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 I'm going to have this month where I don't have any place to stay. And she's like, well, you know, I have a spare bedroom, right? I'm like, well, no, I don't know this. She's like, yeah, I got a spare bedroom. You could stay there. I'm like, oh, sweet. And she says, yeah, it's got its own bathroom and everything. I'm like, you're shitting me. I'm like, yeah. So anyhow, I'm going to pay them $100 because I'm not a fucking parasite. I'm going to pay them $100 a week to stay at their place. So there we go. I got that solved. That was kind of the least of my problems. I have the storage unit that we're at right now to sure throw all my shit in. And honestly, the biggest problem I had come up on, so I'm looking at this and I went, oh shit, what am I going to do with my houseplants? Because I have 3 houseplants. One of which I've only had for a couple of years. It's a leftover from an event we did where we had a bunch of palm trees. And once it was done, it's like, hey, we have these palm trees, take them home And we gave them away to people, and I brought one home, and it still hasn't died, which is shocking. And then I have an airplane plant, which I've had for many, 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 many years. And then I have another plant. I'm not really sure what it is. It's one of those things you put in a hanging basket, and it grows down, and it has roundish leaves. And I got a clipping of that plant. It's one of those plants that you just take a clipping and you stick it in the dirt and it will grow. I got that clipping many years ago from the girlfriend who was the French teacher. And so that was, whoo, man. Let's see, the vet student, that was easily eight. Nine. Damn. Time it flies, man. I can't believe I've been living in the same place for 20 years. When I looked at my lease and figured out that I have been living in the same place for 20 years, I was like, what the fuck? It almost seems like, well, let's see, 8 years, let's see, 8, 16, so, oh, no, I guess that's right. So I dated the vet student 12 years ago. So that means that the French teacher would have been 15-ish years ago. So, I mean, I've had this plant for 15 years. I'm like, yeah, dude, like, so this actually, once I thought about it, oh, ouch, I'm carrying shit to the truck and this is hurting my hand. This actually, seriously, became my biggest concern, is what was I going to do with my houseplants? Because I'm not worried about me. I can sleep in the fucking $500 pickup truck. I mean, I can go camping. You know, I am not a big concern. I can figure out what to do with myself. That's not a fucking crisis. Houseplants, on the other hand... It's like, yeah, I could take the houseplants to Weyland-Yutani, but at Weyland-Yutani, I'm surrounded by idiots who would probably kill them or God knows what. And there's not a lot of light in there. So anyhow, that's still... I haven't actually seen this spare bedroom that belongs to Rachel, but I'm hoping... hoping is not a process, great one. Yes, I know, thank you. But you're right, I mean, it's not. Hoping is not a process. I'm hoping that it has a fucking window. And I will be able to put the houseplants in there. Yes. Oh, yeah. Go right ahead and do that. And that's where those will live. And right now I'm fucking with my microphone stand, which is falling over all over the goddamn place. Yeah. Just fuck you. Yes. Fuck you. Okay. God, I'm so fucking... I'm not bullshitting. Oh, Jesus. Where am I going to put this desk? There is no room in here for this. Well, there is. But there isn't. God damn it. I hate my life. I'm so fucking angry right now. I really am. As angry as Bacon is when he's like, I'm going to go chop people up with my machete, I'm even angrier than that. Just fucking angry. All right, fine. You go right here. I just don't care. All right. I'm going to have to stop this because I got to wrestle with this fucking desk. God, I can't believe how heavy this fucking thing is. I'll be back. I'll record over the next few days. I'll put this up on Monday for you fuckers. Anyway, speaking of you fuckers, great big giant fucking thank you to those of you who are my regular listeners and who email me. You know who you are. I was going to like name some names, but I'll forget somebody and insult you, and I don't want to do that. But you know who you are. If you've left more than, say, 5 comments on the blog, and you've sent me, you know, 5 or more emails, you guys send me material and stuff like that. You guys, I love you. I really, really fucking appreciate it. I don't have a giant audience. But, you know, once again, unlike Aaron Clary, who just says this, I do have the smartest fucking audience. That's why there's only like 17 people who listen to my podcast, because you guys are the 17 smartest people on the planet Earth. And I appreciate you. And thank you for sending me stuff. And the next month, I don't know, we'll see. The next month will be kind of a mess. Then we'll move into the new place. It's going to be good. And I'll talk about this later, because I'm having a lot of ups and downs and everything about moving into the new place. But the one good thing about moving into the new place is that I will be able to restructure the office / recording studio from scratch. And hopefully lay everything out better. Use the mixing board, yada, yada, yada. Just, we'll see. Hopefully everything will be better as far as my layout, which will contribute to everything being better as far as the podcast. But who the fuck knows, right? Nobody knows. Although I did hear that if Joseph Biden is elected president, he's going to cure cancer, because that's how that works. Wasn't it John Kerry who said that if he got elected president, people in wheelchairs were going to get up and walk? Why do you statists keep fucking clinging to this? Oh my God. Oh my God. I'm so fucking sick of statism. All of you. All of you. All of you. I'm so fucking sick of your statist asses. Anyhow, that's another podcast for another day. All right, I'll be back. Thanks for listening to me rant. It's probably only going to get worse from here. But God damn it, I have so much anger. All right, thanks a lot, guys. All right, I think I'm recording. Yeah, this new... Whoa, holy shit. This new Zoom isn't not intuitive compared to... Damn, she's hot. Not intuitive compared to the other one. Of course, I owned the other one for years, so I knew where all the buttons were. This one I don't. Yeah, I figured I'd go ahead and just record as I'm driving back down the roads. The roads. The roads. Back down the roads. Back to what is soon to be the place I formerly lived. God damn. Holy shit. Dude, there are hot babes everywhere. If you guys could see what I am looking at right now. God damn. You are gorgeous. Yeah, she didn't hear me. That's fine. I don't care. Holy fuck. Great one. Why do you stay in Colorado? Why do you stay in Fort Collins? I don't know. Couldn't have anything to do with, you know, Colorado is one of the thinnest states in the Union. We have a bunch of goddamn fucking 19, 20-year-old college girls. No, it's nothing to do with that. Anyhow. And that, my friends, is downtown Fort Collins at 8:08 on a Friday night. I really don't come downtown on Friday and Saturday nights because it's kind of a shitstorm, but maybe I should. I got to work on that, but it's not going to be this weekend. Oh yeah, because I'm still busy packing all my shit into fucking boxes and moving out. Anyway, I'm kind of looking forward to the next month because all my shit will be packed and... I'm looking forward to an extent to just sort of releasing, because since all my shit is packed up, like I'm pulling out some books that I'm going to work on reading, and I got my computer, my production computer is set up over at Weyland-Yutani in the office there, so I can, you know, do the podcast and maintain the website and work on photo editing and stuff like that. But I really, my goal, we'll see how this works out in reality, my goal is that the month of July will be to some extent just devoted to not doing stuff I would normally do, because all of my possessions are in a storage unit, and thus I'm gonna catch up on reading, I'm gonna catch up on bike riding, I'm gonna do some hiking, I'll do some podcasting while I'm doing the hiking, that's the plan. and I will do some approaching girls. And we'll see how all that works out. I mean, you know, there's a lot of shit talking when it comes to rap, and only a few MCs get to hang that plaque on the wall. Rappers ball, but they don't live fat. I doubt if you go gold or platinum. As for my boy Too Short, you guys don't know anything about that because none of you listen to good rap music. You listen to shitty rap music. Yes, green light. Way to go. Anyhow, we'll see how it all goes, but that's the plan. And now we're through. We're finished with downtown Fort Collins. Probably won't see any more hot chicks. God damn it. I'm so exhausted. And I just had din din. Din din was romaine lettuce and half a package of bacon. You would almost be cute if you grew your hair out long and lost about 10 pounds. Just saying. All right, what is this? Holy shit. Hold the phone, boys. Yeah, that was a total slut. You could tell from all the tattoos. Once again, nice body and just destroyed with tattoos. I still gotta tell you guys about the fucking... I gotta tell you guys about a lot of shit. Oh, here's the scavenger. All right, let me see if I can back my truck into this guy's fucking car, because I don't care.
You might want to close your fucking door, because I will take it off.
So by the scavenger, I mean there's this guy. All right. So quick recap. Right, we're getting all of us in this apartment complex are getting tossed out because they being the owner and the property management company. The owner ultimately is making this decision. They are renovating the apartments. Which I completely understand. I don't have any kind of hatred or any shit like that. And in fact, they're very nice because what they did is they got a roll-off dumpster and dropped it off here for us to throw because people are moving out. So there's a shit ton of stuff they're throwing away. So the property management company brought in a fucking roll-off dumpster for everyone to throw their furniture and shit in. So it's very nice of them. And there is this guy, I call him the scavenger, who has been coming by every day and digging shit out of the dumpster. Because that's just, in Fort Collins, that's how it is. Especially with the college kid population. Right, every year all the college kids leave town and they just throw massive amounts of shit away. And you go through the dumpsters and you get the shit out. And so like pretty much every fucking day for the last week, this guy has been here going through the dumpster, pulling shit out. And it's almost kind of an insult when you, by you I mean I, when I throw something in the dumpster and I come back, you know, 2 days later and it's still in the dumpster. Because that means nobody else wants it. And I'm a little bit insulted. I threw away my old bicycle. I have two bicycles, the one crappy one. I threw away the crappy bicycle. That disappeared almost instantly. I was not surprised. What else did I throw away? What did I throw away that didn't disappear? Not much. Most of the shit I've thrown away has disappeared because people wanted it. Never mind. All right, anyway. I'm gonna go bring the other desk down from downstairs. What time is it? 8:15. Yeah, I got time. All right, I'll talk to you guys later. I got stories to tell you, things to relate, all that other good shit. All right, bye. Oh, you guys missed it. That was fucking amazing. So I got the desk all the way down the stairs, down the sidewalk, over to the pickup. I go to flip the desk into the pickup and ripped it apart, flipping it off of the rolly cart into the pickup. Like, goddamn. So apparently I will be buying a new desk for the computer because I just fucking destroyed the one that I had. All right, there it is. All right. And yeah. Now, see, I'm torn, man. I really like girls. Yeah, it's a really like girls. You guys don't know that song because you're not cool. Like the great one is. I also really like Panhandler's Pizza. God, I am really craving Panhandler's Pizza. And it is 8:30 at night, and I am fucking exhausted. And the salad and bacon that I ate earlier apparently is not filling me up. So I'm contemplating going to Panhandler's Pizza, getting a pizza. We'll see what I decide. God, and the fucking... Go. And the work emails keep rolling in. There ain't no rest for the wicked. All right, gang. Laters.